I am so ready to talk about race. Yep.
Yeah, well,
I am.
Let's do it then.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two,
everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thanks, Elgin.
Hi. I'm trying to pull up the feed, by the way.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, podcast, and now on Facebook Live. If you're a podcaster and you're not watching us on Facebook Live, you got to go to my fan page or basically catch it after on our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie show. You get to see us, especially it's good to see Jen. Me, you know, I'm hiding way back here, so
no,
there's no reason to really see me that much, although I'm sure I take up a lot of space. I'm getting wider in this chair. Black doesn't help anymore. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's July 22nd.
How the hell did that happen?
It's already summer. Like, you know,
we're it's summer. It's almost Christmas.
Yeah, well, Christmas. Aren't you Jewish? Anyway, it's amazing what a Jewish person says. It's almost Christmas.
It's almost here.
Hey, yeah, welcome to the show. It's hot as hell. I mean, I was happy. I was in Oregon in Washington State for 2 weeks, which is a lot of fun.
Did you get a little relief from the heat or was it hot there too? Okay, I wasn't sure because I know in New York, you know, up north, it's so hot.
It was like, for the most part, when I was in Seattle, it was like in the 60s.
Ooh, yes.
And then the weekend, I was in Medford, Oregon. For 2 nights, it was like 90-something degrees, so guess where I was the whole time?
At a whorehouse.
No.
Oh, okay, I just thought I'd try.
I couldn't find one. But
in the pool.
No, I actually did a little swimming, but I was in my hotel room.
Yeah, just sitting in the AC.
They had this incredible heat wave this week, right? Everywhere in the Northeast. People, oh my God, it's so hot. I actually heard a guy at the bar at the airport was like, he was just pissing, like, he must have been Republican. He was basically saying, all these pussies out there saying it's a heat wave. It feels like. What's this new thing feels like?
The feels like.
When the fuck did the weather guy or the weather person, sorry, me too, guys. When did the weather person
right, start saying, now they're all girls.
Yeah, it feels like. No, just say the temperature.
Right.
It tempers the temperature. You can't say it feels like.
Well, you know? they do.
How do you know how I feel?
How do you know how the temperature feels? It may feel like 200 degrees
to me. I'm a fat guy. It feels hotter for me anyway.
Anything over 80 degrees feels hot, and anything under 80 degrees feels cold to me.
Really? That's your line in the sand?
80 degrees is my. If
really?
It's in the 70s, I'm cold.
We have to have the house. Thanks, Hiram, back. We have to have the house around 75, at least 76 during the day.
No, that's weird, because I keep my house at like 68.
Really?
Not actually, it's different. My house is 68. Okay, now I know why, actually.
Because you've got a fucked up thermostat?
No. So my place is all windows.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So the heat comes in. So I keep it at 68. But at my boyfriend's, we keep it at like 73.
But you put the thermostat at 68. But when you look at it, does it say it's 68 degrees in there? Because you don't have much insulation if you got all these windows.
It says 62. No, I'm just kidding. No, it doesn't. It's not 68 degrees in my place. For sure not.
Yeah.
Okay, this has been the most interesting part of the show.
No, well, you know, listen, this heat wave thing. Look, I man groom for the sole reason of the heat. Like all, you know, when it's cool out, I don't give a shit how I look. You know,
yeah.
One of my new jokes is I don't like to man groom because I look like a scraped up pineapple after I man groom. It's like I look. Oh my God, you look so much better. You know what I mean? Some people can man groom like, wow, you actually look like you're thinner. No, it doesn't happen.
But in general, the heat is more tolerable with less hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like 5 degree. The minute I man groom in the summer, because that's when I always have to do it. That's another one of my jokes now. My it's been doing great, and I add on it, and it's fun. But I'll say my workout my trainer is like, what's your workout goal? I'm like, I just want to be able to man groom without having to ask for assistance.
Right. You don't want to do it yourself.
Yeah. You have to ask friends. You thought it was hard to ask somebody to move.
You just
to
don't
help
want
to move.
Yeah. You don't want to have to cut yourself.
Yeah. Anybody want to help me shave my ass? The problem about being out of town, by the way, with 2 weeks was I was hard to work out. There was like, you go to the gym and I did go to the gym in every one of the hotels, but you go there and they got this equipment from the 1950s.
Yeah, no, gym. Oh my God. A lot of the hotel gyms.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, what am I going to do? And I tried to eat right, but I got to be honest with you. By after the first 8-9 days I was gone, I was having a hard time wiping my own ass. I was like, geez, I'm getting fat.
But wait, you don't do Planet Fitness?
No, I'm an LA Fitness guy.
Oh, see, that's your problem. See, comedians... We should actually get a special, I think, rate at Planet Fitness.
Because everyone has a joke about it.
Well, no, but we all use Planet Fitness because of the reciprocity. So I spend $20 a month, and then I can use Planet Fitness anywhere in the country. And there's so many more Planet Fitnesses than
LA
there
Fitnesses?
Are. We should actually get Planet Fitness to sponsor.
Should. Well,
but
you're the marketing girl.
But you can also utilize. So, this is a great example. Yes, Saturday I had to drive. I had a show in Ocala, but I was leaving for my show in Daytona. But I don't want to spend money on a hotel room in Ocala.
Right.
So if I have to check out at Daytona at 1, there's that huge window before the show at 8. So
right.
What do? You go you go to a park, you take a nap, you do whatever, you go to a movie, and
right.
Then I go to Planet Fitness.
And shower and get
shower
all ready.
And get ready.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I was almost contemplating sleeping in one of the rest stop areas.
Yeah.
One time, because I know comics that do that. They'll just go to the rest stop at 3 in the morning after a show.
Sure.
And they just crash there till the morning.
I don't do that because women get raped in rest stops. But
yeah.
Probably men do, too, probably. That wasn't very fair.
They just don't report
it. We're going to be covering racism
yeah.
today. And
yeah, I mean, a guy's not going to do that. A woman.
They might. Truck drivers, they like a little.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, a guy, like a comic, who's sleeping at a rest stop, he has some truck drivers, he wakes up, he's on him, top of him. He's not going to go home and tell him, hey, what just happened to me?
Can you imagine? I know poor men have to be silenced through
their
rapes.
They're not going to come, hey, what'd you do this weekend? Well, a truck driver banged me in the ass. Fell asleep at a road stop.
Exactly.
No,
but
that
I did sleep at Silver Spring. I went to this really nice park in Ocala called Silver Spring State Park.
Right.
It's really pretty. And I found a little...
Was that Bonkers gigs?
It was.
Bonkers hasn't given me a gig in 2 years.
Oh.
Thanks, everybody.
Did you submit your...
I submit every 3 weeks, man. And, it's every once in a while. You just catch them. That's how it is, comics... You never want to ask a comic and never get mad if somebody doesn't respond.
Oh, God. I know, right?
But I'm like, I'm concerned because I'm going to be going back to L.A. in the beginning of September for the Antelope Valley Comedy Contest.
Oh, cool.
But my show.
Where is that? That's in L.A.?
It's just outside of L.A.
Okay.
So I don't, and part of me with these earthquakes, fuck it, I don't even want to go. My luck, the big one will hit when I'm there.
Oh, my God. I don't blame you. I don't
what I mean?
You.
They're like, I don't really want to do this contest. I mean, you can win $10,000 or some good money. Something
oh,
like.
I would go.
And then the lady who books Funny Bone, the contact's going to be there. So that's the only reason I really signed up. I already work for the organization that runs the thing.
Okay.
So I'm like, I figured, they didn't know. It's a contest. So you're going to be in your first round will either be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. There's going to be 4 first round shows.
Oh, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Right.
All our first round. Then what, do you have to come back a week later?
No. It all ends on Sunday night. So if you do your show Friday and you advance, then you come back to Sunday for the semis and whatever. All right. So I think what they did for me was put me on Sunday thinking I didn't have to. But I already got tickets to get there on Thursday. And I thought, great, I'm in L.A. I should be able to get on stage. I'm trying to get some. I've reached out. And I'm still waiting. I'm like, this is starting to bug me.
Right.
It's part of me. It's like, if I'm not getting any other stage time when I'm there, I almost don't. I almost feel like bailing on it. But I can't do that now.
Because you're already a week out, right?
September, beginning of September.
Oh,
couple, 2 or 3 weeks. I'm a month out.
You could maybe bail out.
I probably could. But here's the thing I could do, because I have a Southwest. That's another people want to get sponsored on the show. I got a ticket for Southwest. I may just change a ticket to get there for Saturday and just stay for a day, Sunday, fly home Monday. You know what I mean?
Just shorten the trip.
Just not even deal with it. Less chance. My luck, it'll happen.
Once you're going to kill it.
Yeah, the day I pick it. So, any rate, we were talking about travel and stuff. I had to get my own, thanks to Ignite Hospitality. I had to. I had a little break in my calendar. So I got there Tuesday. I stayed at my buddy Skippy Sprinkles in Seattle.
Skippy Sprinkles.
I did
Is that really
gotta,
his name?
Yeah. You got to hear. I don't know if I talked about this. Me and the guy I was touring with, we did our own little podcast, if you didn't catch it, from the hotel room in Medford, I believe. But so when I'm at the first show, I just land. I land in Seattle Tuesday last week, whatever, the 9th of July, 9th, whatever it was.
Yep, that
I got there. And I get there, and my buddy picks me up. I go do a show at a bar, you know, during the All-Star game.
Oh, God. So everybody's watching TV?
Well, pretty much. Big bar, big pool tables. It's a big place, and there's a big stage, too. So it's a hard place to have comedy, but they do it. And during my set, doing all right. You know, and this one lady's sitting there like she just found out, you know, that her boyfriend's been banging some chick. You know, she had this look on her face.
Yeah, she's like scowling at you while you're
just
on stage.
Yeah, and she's sitting right in the front, and she has her arms folded, just sitting there with this fucking smug.
I hate that.
Yeah, and so I said, are you all right, ma'am? You don't look, you know, you're all right? I mean, you're not having any fun, it appears. And she's like, oh, whatever. And I go, are you? And it just hit me because I'm a little bit psychic. Not all about psychic, but I'm pretty
intuitive.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just can't speak well, but I am intuitive. and he's got a radio show, the dumbass. So I look at her. I said, are you a school teacher? And she looked at me, and all of a sudden, like, she got mad, like, all right. And then and I said, whatever. I went on. I went back to her to say something. And then she all of a sudden, she goes, you know, I said, I put my purse up here. I said, if you pick on me one more time, I'm leaving. And here you are again,
like,
bringing on me again. I'm like, ooh. And there was a group, like the meetup group that was there. Like,
oh,
you know, the meetup,
you've
heard of it?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, there's a meetup group there. And I said, oh, and I already did some shit about that. Are you part of the meetup group? And she goes, well, yeah. And I go, I don't think anybody's going
to
want to meet you.
This is why you need
Yeah, fucking lighten up. And it was funny. And you know, and then the table, these young ladies who were enjoying the show, when she said, if he says one more thing, I'm going to leave. And this girl goes, well, get the fuck out of here. Just get the fuck out then. You know, like she was, you know, like being and then she said, well, the other comics weren't, you know, they weren't talking to me and they didn't say anything and they were fine. Why can't you do that? And I go, well, we're all different, hon. You know, like, and then I go, you know, some women are pleasurable to be around and others.
Right. A pleasant, right. Others are like,
everybody. And I made fun of her.
Tuesday.
And here's the best part. She went to my buddy Skippy, who runs the show. And she goes, I really feel bad about what I did, you know, because I went through this. I made her feel bad. I go, you know, it's really hard for comics to come up here. You know, there's TVs on. This isn't the easiest room to
right.
work. And, you know, it's distractions. You're trying to, you're doing everything you can to try to do your job. But for anybody, you know, to just like judge you and say things like that, you know, it's really upsetting. You know, whatever. Everybody's like, yeah. And she really felt like shit. So she went to him first. And then she comes over to me when I'm trying to sell merch. She goes, and from what I understand, from what he had told me after, my buddy, was that she was coming to apologize.
Oh, really? Apologies?
Which would have been nice, because she was a miserable wench.
Yeah.
I was going to use a C word, but I'm trying to use
right, it. See you next Tuesday, Frick. That works.
yeah,
but
I like that.
That was nice that she was...
No. She was gonna. She was supposed to.
But...
Her apology turned into more first as an explanation of why she was being, like, you know, I just didn't think you should say things to people. Well, I said, well, that's what I do. I engage with the audience. I do that. You know, it's pretty much, it's part of me. And she's like, well, you know, I'm just really in a bad place and I'm this and that. And I'm like, well, you probably should lighten up. And then she's like, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't talk to the audience that much. I go, look, ma'am, I really don't need advice from you on my comedy, to be honest with you. And she goes, well, I think maybe in the future, I just won't sit in the front next time I come to a comedy show. I go, yeah, that's a good idea.
Did she get on a bus when she left? Was there a bus that came and picked this woman up?
Ugh. It's my Rich Voss impression. Ugh.
I'm just so sick of the audience and their sensitivities and their, you know, easy offenses.
Yeah.
And
one guy came up to me and goes, did you know she was a school teacher? I go, no. She goes, yeah. I said, that's probably why she got miffed.
Right, but you know what? That's exactly why she should be laughing, because you get to escape being a school teacher.
You know, one of the things we're going to talk about today, Jen, is that 4 out of 10 adults, this is a study that was just done, 4 out of 10, which is 40% if you're a math genius, 4 out of 10 people regret their life choices.
All of their life choices?
That could mean like who they married,
right.
Whether to be a professional bowler,
right.
Or a...
their job.
Or a pole vaulter. Or, you know what I mean? Maybe they woke up one day thinking, I knew I should have came out of the closet when I was in my 20s.
Right.
Who knows? Like,
or their finances.
Yeah. How they spent money.
Going into the sun.
Yeah. If they have a big old, like, mole on their
face.
Right.
What other things?
Like, so, yeah, like, yeah, like, should I, you know, should I have gone to college, not gone to college?
Right, losing their virginity.
Yeah, to that one dude who was an asshole.
Using condoms.
Yeah.
Or not using condoms.
When you wake up with that lump in your throat and going, maybe I shouldn't have performed so much oral and all those chicks.
Right, right. Because now you can get HPV in your throat.
Michael Douglas.
Right?
I am Michael Douglas. I really liked licking vagina.
I ate so much pussy, it gave me cancer.
What happened to you? Did you smoke cigarettes? No, I just ate a lot of pussy.
Right. Yeah. And women, too. Women can get throat cancer from giving
But the thing with that shit is if, and I researched ever since the story came out, the guy is easy to find. If the guy has a wart on his dick, you see it.
That's true. If you
but
have
a woman, you can't really tell.
Well, you can also carry, it's like a virus, right? So you can carry the virus
right.
and not.
But don't you, I was reading it, you get exposed when the wart, like, I don't know.
I don't know. I know herpes.
It has to be in blossom.
It has to be in, I don't know though. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, well, you know.
We had this, you know where the last time we had this conversation was here.
Really?
Yeah.
Herpes?
Yeah.
Well,
if anybody knows.
I know a few of you people out there have herpes.
How you can, one in four have herpes.
Really? One in four have HPV, don't they?
Yes.
The same number?
Not anymore with the younger people, but yes, our generation is one in four.
I could tell you guys a hint, and you know, but listen, this is an important moment. This is a learning moment, right?
Okay.
Like I could tell you, like HPV, when a girl has it, you know, and they don't even sometimes they know when you're doing the foreplay, when you're doing the fingering and the funning, and you know, it feels a little bit like an armadillo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you know, it feels like, what is this? All of a sudden you're reading Braille.
So then ladies, too, you can self-exam not only for breast cancer,
a lot of women wouldn't know. A lot of women, what's going wrong here? I don't know what's going on. Is this just a heat rash?
It feels like an armadillo in your, in your badge.
Yeah.
I would go see a doctor. But you can be tested. I mean, they do a test. When women go for their annual exam, they test you for HPV if there's irregular cells.
Right.
I've had it happen. I've had irregular cells. They were not HPV, but I've had irregular cells, and that's part of one of the things they test.
They test for, yeah.
Yeah, because it could be cancer. It could be nothing.
I haven't had the finger in the butt yet. I'm 52, so.
Oh,
I'm,
you're due. You're due. You're 2 years.
I get my wife to practice a little bit first to get me ready? It's going to be weird. You know what I mean? I don't want my first time being at the doctor.
No, yes, you do.
I want
a professional for the first time.
Yeah.
You don't want an amateur sticking their fingers up their ass who's kind of pensive. Yeah. Like, that's something you want. That needs to be a commitment.
But but you never know. The doctor may not give a shit. He may be professional, but he may have a bad day. He may have found out,
Yeah, but an amateur would.
Amateur? I'm not going to get an elementary school kid.
I would assume that your wife is an amateur putting fingers up your ass.
Well, I imagine. I mean, but she is a hairdresser, so
she's got really know how to finger somebody's butt.
No.
I mean, I could play in the area, but an actual, like...
Yeah, well, I would imagine it's like the old rule.
It's kind of a lie, but...
I imagine the rule's got to be, it's got to be lubed. Because I know the doc would lube you. The doc doesn't go, hey, I'm sorry, I'm out of jelly.
Lots of lube. Yes. For both sex. If you guys ever try to go down that road, don't...
Yeah, good lesson.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I got to do it, you know? I got to probably go back for my...
You do have to do it. You do have to do it because early detection is really makes a
big
difference.
But isn't there signs too, like you pee or whatever?
Yeah,
or
but you want to. You want to catch it before there's any symptoms because it's gonna easy. So here's it's with all cancers, with breast cancer or colon cancer, you don't want to be afraid of going to get the finger up your poop chute or your prostate because. If it's just a little polyp or something, they can cut it off.
Well, I've had a colonoscopy done.
Okay, you've had your colonoscopy.
Yeah, and I got an endoscopy at the same time.
Okay, so now you're
And this
just
was
doing
when
prostate.
I was 43 or something. It was about like 8-9 years ago. Because I came back from, I did two trips to Mexico, and I never felt right. Like my stomach was always.
Right.
So they did it, and they said, no, you probably got maybe a little bit of IBD, whatever.
Or
no
a parasite or something.
Yeah,
or,
you're fine. Or come back after you're 50, he told me. He had
like,
no polyps.
Clap.
No polyps.
No polyps.
Thank God.
Yay.
What a polyp. Polyps should be a name for like an opening act.
Exactly. It's funny how some words sound exactly like
what it is.
Polyp sounds like vomit could, sounds yeah. just like what
those
it is.
Those are words that if an alien landed
right,
and you're saying, hi, welcome to our world. And they're like, bing, bing, bing. They don't understand. All of a sudden, polyp. Oh yeah, me too. He points
right.
his ass.
I have a polyp. Right.
I have a polyp. What's up, Joe Adams? How you doing, buddy? So I mentioned the story of the 4 out of 10 Americans, 4 out of 10 adults.
Americans.
They're Americans, goddammit. Are not happy.
Are not happy or have regrets.
They have regrets some of their life choices. Who out there on Facebook, what are some of your life choices you... My buddy Joe Gonzalez says, loosen up and practice with a butt plug.
Oh.
Imagine my wife catching me do that.
Butt plug, does he mean like anal beads?
Yeah, I would. Well, the anal, you know, the thing is, the beads are beads, but I couldn't do that. That would be like every time I put it in, you're gay. You're gay.
Yeah.
You're gay. No. You know, you couldn't.
That's why I would let the doctor do it. And then it also runs the risk if your wife tries it, if your wife does it and you have a little enjoyment, now.
Yeah, next thing
now
you know.
Now you're like, fuck, I want my wife to stick her finger in my ass.
Calling
again.
In late to work.
But if it's the doctor, then you won't feel that way. And then otherwise, you don't have to worry about the fact that you actually enjoy having things in
now,
your ass.
Now, do you think I should maybe like find a doc? Like, I got to go through my doctor's list. And, you know, I don't know. It doesn't show there. It shows in the list, shows where they graduated med school and stuff like that and years of practice. But it doesn't say how big their hands are. You know what I mean? Like, I want to call the doc. I'm going to narrow it down from 15 or whatever doctors funny. Down to 5.
They should all, like, on their website, like, they should have, like, where they graduated from and, like, and all what hospitals are affiliated
and
with.
Their and their ring size.
And a picture of their ring size, a picture of their hands.
Show them palming a basketball.
Yeah, we're going to need, like, for real life, like, a dick pic next to a remote. I need to see your hand next to, like, a ball.
Yeah, I want to take a please up before I come to my appointment. Can you please take a picture of your hand next to like a newspaper? Yeah, like can I see your hands holding a newspaper?
Yes, John Gonzalez. I will admit, I know a lot.
Yeah, she's into this butt thing. I was never one of those guys. You know, I remember I dated a woman once, and it was the weirdest thing because, you know, it was an older woman, and it was amazing too because in her house. Yeah, I lived in an apartment. I was younger. I was fucking 30 years ago. And I went to her house, beautiful home, and in her bed and everything. And she had like all these next to her bed. She had those the hand cloths, you know, like ready to go, clean you up right away.
Really?
Yeah. And she was doing the oral on me. And next thing you know, she was like made me turn over and was
she
going.
Wanted it.
She was licking. I was like, oh my god.
And you were afraid.
Yeah, I was a little nervous.
I can't imagine being a guy.
It's just a weird position.
Like,
as
it's
a guy.
One thing to like experience together at the same time when we're starting to get likes on this guy. We're supposed to talk about regrets and somehow we keep going back to anal. Yeah, I would imagine it's very intimidating for a guy to be like, oh my god, this chick loves it in the ass and I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember I could tell you my experience. A lot of girls said, no, I don't want to do that. It's horrible. Next thing you know, can I have more?
Once they try it.
Once they like it, they can't stop.
Well, I think it all depends on how comfortable they're made. I mean, I think there's something exciting about it because it's so like.
You know, as a guy, it's not flattering. Hey, my wife, all the girls I've been with seem to love anal. Yeah, because you got a little dick.
Yeah,
yeah, that helps.
That does make it more
right?
appealing. Like, you're like, there are some guys where you're like, oh my God, I would never try anal. And then you meet that one guy and you're like, maybe I'll try it.
Yeah, okay, this guy's good.
I'm going to try it. It's going
to
be.
You seem to be cast for the role.
He seems like the one I'm going to, not the Mary, but the one that I'm going to try anal with.
Yeah, why'd you try it with him? Well, pull down your pants, Bill.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, was that, like, honestly, does that matter? To you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you got.
I mean, what's weird though is like sometimes, like in a woman's life, you'll take some dumps where you're like, maybe I can take it up the ass. But then, yeah, I don't. I think ideally, when you venture into it, size matters.
Right. Okay. No. But okay. In that, you're talking about anal sex. Size matters. But I meant like in real, this regular, like when you're with a guy, like You know, I mean, if the guy, I mean, I'm, obviously if the guy's a billionaire and all kinds of shit, he's got all these other things, you're going to overlook a little dick, right?
I think there's a big misconception. See, I always thought.
What's little, by the way? What, you know, because a lot of guys are going, mine, you know.
It's all relative.
Well, no, it's not. There's a ruler. This isn't.
There's an average size.
An average size is like 6, right?
But
5 and a half.
But see, here's the weird thing. You guys vary in girth and length.
Right.
So you could, there, somebody can have length and not girth, and then somebody cannot have like a whole lot of length but a lot of girth, and
that covers things.
I find that girth is more comfortable than length for me, but there's some women who love, I don't know, having their organs destroyed.
A fucking fire hose.
No, an interesting thing that I learned recently. God, wait. Okay, right. I thought that was my. I can't. I don't have my glasses on.
I know Joe's like freaking out. Joe, don't be a.
Is he Christian?
No, yeah, I think he is. Roman Catholic, Joe, aren't you? Yeah, he's Catholic.
But if you date someone who has length and it pokes at your organs, eventually you will get used to it. Like, you can get comfortable having sex with people like that. But size matters.
Yeah, you make them start in the other room.
A lot of women will not enjoy being with a man who has a small penis. But I will tell you, and I talk about
like
it
small,
on stage.
Like small is like 2 inches. I played. There was a guy, God bless him, on our soccer team in college. His name was Mark, and the first time I ever heard the expression, which was after I played soccer in college, micro penis.
Micro. Now that's a whole nother thing. Micro penis is like
it's like a baby penis. And I swear to God, the minute I heard that term years later, I go. Mark from soccer
had a micro penis.
Yeah, that thing was.
I would totally be so weirded out if I saw him. There's one on Euphoria, that show. Do you watch Euphoria on HBO? Mm, I saw one.
Really?
It was on. Yeah, you can Google it.
You can see.
Do you have
if
a
you want
ruler?
To.
I mean,
yeah,
we're
right
not going to measure you today, but I'm trying. I
stay
can,
tuned, guys. Stick around to the end of the show. Actually, we're going to have an official ruling on my penis size.
I was going to maybe contribute, like, to give you a gauge with the average. Does size matter? I think women are really underestimating how much fun it can be with someone who isn't big.
That's what I'm saying. There's a point where it becomes too small. Like 5 inches is probably below average, but if you said it's got decent girth, you could do a little damage with it.
Right.
You know
if
what I mean?
It's like having a
9mm.
Yeah.
In a gunfight, you could still hurt someone.
Sure. A girth goes a lot. Girth has there's a pleasure principle to girth. I don't know what it is, but it's hitting something. Like when you have girth,
Now
you're causing friction on something that likes.
You're actually touching something.
Yeah.
You know, like slipping a piece of paper in an envelope.
Just because it's big, just because it's long. I mean, that, like I said, that could just be hurting your organs and not even hitting any of the key spots.
Right. The key spots, guys.
If I were a guy and I had to choose between length or girth, I would choose girth over length.
Yeah, I could. A fellow comic, Eric Myers, posted his penis on Facebook, and it was long, but
I
it was very thin.
Picture.
Remember that photo?
Yeah, but I saw that.
I'm not outing him. He put it on social media.
I saw
for
that
God
picture,
sake.
But I actually was surprised because he's kind of a skinny person. But his overall girth, I thought. I mean, maybe it was just the. I didn't save it, so I can't pull it up right now. But for some reason, I do remember because I talked to him after that, and I, you know, he was upset that had happened, and I'm like, dude, I'd make it the cover of your next. Fucking DVD. That's hysterical.
Just
like,
put like one of those filters
that's
on
you.
It.
That's
like
you, dude.
Like
don't feel
kitten.
Embarrassed. That's you. You got fucking shit-faced and you fucking.
Well, that might have been one of his regrets, life regrets.
I thought his junk looked, you know, like, wow, look at Eric Myers.
I mean, skinny guys usually have longer penises because it gives all that room to grow. Usually guys with big legs, short, fat, kind of guys like me. Just not, you know what I mean?
I haven't quite figured out the pattern.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of heredity there,
and
too.
I have seen a lot. No, I'm just kidding.
You've seen a lot of dick.
Because I've seen a lot of dick.
I have, too, you know, being in sports. You know, in college, you take showers. You
right.
know. We used to have a guy from Nova at University, Magnus. He had a fucking bat. And this guy, Mo, had a big old fucking.
Battering ram.
It was like a log. You're
Like, that's what I told my boy. I'm like, that is like a fucking battering ram. I don't even know. I don't know if we're going to be able to date.
And that's the thing. You, as a guy, you see that and you're like, oh my God. And then you really feel bad about it. You're like, oh my. Like, can you imagine, like, if your girl was with this guy before and then she looks, you know, it's embarrassing.
Oh, and then on the other way, I wish it was appropriate. I wish it was okay to go on Facebook and be like, my dude's dick is so much bigger than yours. Yeah. Bruh, my ex, you know, it's like your ex. Be like, I just want all my exes to know that my dude has
But then he'd be like, size, Matt, size doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, it would just, and it would be obnoxious because, like, guys can't do that. You can't go up there and be like, you know, my girl's snatch is so much better than my ex's.
Well, for, I've said this. I actually was, this is like one of my old open mic jokes I was trying to do, and I saw a comic do it, and I go, I'm glad I never did it. But for women, it's not about size, obviously. Well,
no,
that's,
I mean,
huge.
Some of women do have, like, cavernous.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
But I also feel bad because women who have children, which you shouldn't be penalized for having children, unfortunately.
Yeah, it gets a little. I dated a girl in high school that was like that. Like, you could stick your hand in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I did a few times, to be honest with you. Hindsight in 2020, 4 out of 10 adults regret their life choices.
Do you have any? Okay, so then before we move on to something else.
Yes, I have a life regret.
What is your
My first life regret was when I was graduating high school. I had a girlfriend back then. This is the girl who was bi in the last year and a half of our relationship, and she had a fantastic body, and sex was amazing. And her parents had money.
Nice. Check.
Yeah. And I could have gone to different colleges. I could have gone to Appalachian State, had a scholarship there. I had scholarships at Indiana University. I had things. I could have gone to big A schools, but I didn't want to leave Florida.
Mm.
So I took the comfy deal to be closer to her.
Oh, that is.
That's a life regret right
your
there.
Your parents were supposed to protect you from that mistake.
My parents didn't know anything. My parents didn't do anything. My parents, you know, my mom was too busy yelling at my dad. You know, all day. They worry about what I'm doing.
Did you change Dougie's diaper?
Oh, I don't remember that far back.
He's 18.
Yeah.
Miriam? I don't care. He still needs to wear diapers.
According to a survey, 2,000 British adults commissioned by the UK Charity Consortium, remember a charity, four out of 10 people regret how they have lived their lives so far. Spending too much time at work and not traveling enough is some of the biggest regrets.
That's some of their biggest regrets?
Really?
Oh, my God. Mine runs so deeper, so much deeper.
Well, what's one of your regrets?
When you were talking about yours, let's see, a couple things that came to mind. But I would say that one of my life regrets is not getting out of bad relationships.
Right.
Sooner.
Hmm.
Like, so, like, now I've learned, because now I'm 43, and now, as you know, because I'm just crazy, I was on the road a lot, so I get mushy, and I start posting on social media about how fucking amazing my dude is, and he is, he really is, but I'm 43, and I think it's because being with somebody who makes sense for me now, I can look back on past relationships, like, oh my God, I should have broke up with him, like, the first week.
Right.
I should have broke up because people do fucked up things, and your instincts, your intuition,
right,
tells you shit isn't right, and yet we were like, yeah, but no, you know, buts.
One of the things I learned kind of early in life was trust your feelings.
Trust, yes. Right? Maybe that's what I'm getting at. Overall, just to trust
my instincts. But you don't know. That's the problem is you don't know because you don't really, now you didn't really know. Like, you know, in philosophy, there's no big without small. There's no happy without unhappy. Like, one would not exist without the other. And it's a spectrum that everybody must go through. You know what I mean? You got it. That's just the way it is. So, and that's the thing. Like, life regrets. Like, in my relationship stuff, I would never break up with people. I would fuck up and fuck around until they caught me. And then I'd move on. You know
and
what
then
I mean?
Let them break up with you. I overlap. Coward.
Most of my relationships would overlap. You know what I mean? And I realized the biggest thing is I didn't want to be alone. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? I thought, you know, and one of my biggest regrets, too, is never spending. I could not tell you since I was really a sophomore, because I had a girlfriend in my ninth grade for a little bit. And yeah, you know, but not, had periods of, but basically from 10th grade on, I had a girlfriend till I got married. I never had a break in the calendar. Never. I never got up one day and go, well, what can I do now?
Right. You just always, I think that's most people can't be. And actually it wasn't until I was alone for a while. And I think that's why I was able to find someone who makes sense for me.
All of us will die one day. None of us know when that time will come. And none of us want to have regrets about what we've missed out on and how we've lived our lives. You know, there's certain things, like in my life, I was going to go to law school, but I couldn't because I had to take care of my mom and dad and stuff. So that's not a regret because that's a choice I had to make. It wasn't like I just made, oh, you know, I'm going to let my parents, you know, fall into be caught on the street, and I'm just going to go be a lawyer. You know, but even I couldn't even do that because then I had no money at all.
No, but I think your first one is a valid one. Your whole life would have gone in a whole different direction
right
if
there.
You had just
be an astronaut by now.
Good evening, Randy.
What's up, Randy Schmitz? Anyway, so leaving behind, whatever. I don't know if I'm always worried about, like, like, you know, this was, this is interesting. Well, like my wife, we didn't have kids, right?
Right.
Before that, I wanted to have kids. My plan as a younger man was to have kids. I would love to have that. And, you know, that was a tough time. We tried it a couple times. We didn't have in vitro and stuff. But it's funny how things work out.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know, one of my mentors said to me, he goes, look, why would I get it. You want to have kids. Most people want to have kids. But you took care of your parents your whole adult life from your 20s until your late, like almost 40s.
Wow.
That's how long you took care of your parents, you know, and now why don't you take care of you? You know, maybe you're not supposed to have kids. You had your parents, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes
and
it isn't regrets.
Life is great without kids.
Yeah. Don't have to worry about college funding.
None of it. The other morning I was sitting on the couch. My boyfriend was getting ready to go to work and I actually climbed up him with my legs.
Right.
And I got it so like he was sitting here and then I had my legs like around his neck and then I used the length.
What are you guys doing, jujitsu or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, and I pulled myself up until my crotch was completely in his face and then I looked at him, I said, see the things you can do when you don't have kids?
Wow.
Like if we had kids, we wouldn't be doing that. We would be running around and hating each other and trying to get.
Well, you got to be somewhat physically able too.
I'm like, are you impressed that I just completely, he's 6'8".
He better be impressed.
He's 6'8". I literally climbed up my boyfriend just using the strength of my leg all the way to my crotch to his face.
What's up, Randy Gunlock? New fan. We met in Medford, by the way, when I was out there at Chadwick's.
What up, Randy?
Yeah. Well, that's it. That is impressive.
Yeah, those are things you can't do whatever you... I mean, God, life without kids is fantastic. And for women, look, I love, like, my friends who love being moms, great. Women who have kids, super. But... you know, it's not for everybody.
We're at that point in life where maybe you shouldn't really worry too much.
Yeah. Oh my God, what are we gonna do? Is anybody's kiddos? Mm. I hate that word, kiddos. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, it's that time of day.
Are we gonna still talk about racism?
Oh.
And now for your dining and dancing.
Hold the fucking presses.
I was dying to talk about racism.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We don't have to do an hour anymore. This could be a longer show if we want. So, all right. One of the things I want to talk about. You know, because in the last week or so, President Trump got, you know, rightfully so.
Yes.
In a sense, for saying, if she don't like it, she can go back.
Go back.
And everybody, of course, on the left, and for every reason, you could say, well, now look, it proves he's racist. Because he made a racist type comment.
Trope, as they love to echo chambers. The tropes are echo chambers.
And you know what? What is
Harris.
A trope, in a sense? A trope is some sort of old-time word usage or some sort of saying that has somehow been linked or tagged or related to racism or something.
Kamala Harris.
Right.
She's the one who said it's an old. I can't stand her voice.
God forbid if she becomes president.
It's an old. She won't.
That voice alone.
It's an old trope.
She's got too much dirt on her.
She's not.
She'll never
make
be
it.
President.
She's...
Bernie Sanders will never be. I'm going to make some predictions right here. Bernie Sanders will never make it.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris will never make it.
No. The Elizabeth Warren.
That's what worries me, to be honest with you. Cory Booker.
Will not be me.
Here's my Cory Booker impression. My fuck.
Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, my God, that dumbass.
Has more teeth than the average bear, doesn't he?
That guy is like, you know, that guy is the kind of guy who was like on the yearbook staff in college, in high school and shit, you know? I don't know. He's a fucking weirdo.
Like Amy Klobuchar. If I were to vote, well, I can't vote in the primaries.
Democrat?
Yeah, I'm an independent.
So
everybody tries to make me a Republican, and I'm like, I'm not.
Right.
Technically, I don't know. And they're like, you're so Republican, and I'm like, I'm not. I'm pro-choice. I'm for gay rights. I believe in transgender.
Right.
I believe in Medicare. I believe in healthcare.
Right, but no, people like to label, like to put that on
because I want illegal immigrants to actually follow fucking laws and rules and shit to come here.
I had one guy say to me, what's your biggest fucking issue with immigrants? I go, you know what? I had a guy crash into my brand new fucking 4Runner.
Right.
Right?
No
Turns
insurance.
Out the cocksucker doesn't have a license. He doesn't have anything.
Right.
And I had to cover everything.
Right.
So forgive me for not being happy about that.
That brings up a great, this is my stance on this. And it's not about humanity. It's a very basic thing. The minute you cross over the border illegally, you now are saying Yeah, but the law doesn't apply to
me. I'm special. I don't need to follow.
The law does. So then you have people. So I'm going to drive without a driver's license. Yeah. I'm going to drive without insurance because the law doesn't apply to me.
Right. I could do it my way. They think they want to listen. I think in Mexico and Honduras, they're playing a lot of fucking Frank Sinatra records. I did it my way.
Yeah, they're doing it their way.
Yeah.
And I think a population of lawless people will leave you with a population of lawless people.
Somebody asked me. Yeah, they're going to bring that fucking way of living.
The reason why the United States has opportunity and the reason why we have what we have is because we are a land of law. We have
and
a
principle.
Land that we all agreed on that that we want to live
the
by.
One of the good news that came out is that even Dems, there's many Dems in Congress that are not for. This is where AOC got in trouble when she was questioning the retired ICE guy. Mm-hmm. And she goes, sir.
Oh, yes.
She looks so fucking
stupid. Joe Duane has had that posted?
Yeah.
That
video? And she looked like, and she goes, ma'am. He goes, statute code 452, and the minute you enter this country legal, you are in violation, and you're now you're a fugitive. You're basically just broke. Oh, she went, because she's still in her fucking world, her fucking Green Deal world, where she thinks, oh, it is illegal to walk in any country in the world. No country in the world lets you just go there and fucking set up shop.
You know what's confusing, though? When I talk to Democrats, people talking to people, and you're just, it sounds like we all, I'll say to them, I said, so you think we should just have open borders? Or you think that people should? No. So somewhere, I don't know, I don't watch all of the news networks, but somewhere along the line, the Dems are getting a message that Republicans don't think that we should allow immigration or we should allow asylum. Yeah. And that is not what
I think. It's a simplification.
It's not.
That's the worst part about it. You get into these discussions and you're like, so what are you saying? So if somebody in Honduras isn't happy because there's no opportunity, they could just come in here
straight through
without any process. So in other words, you don't see an issue. If that could cause an issue where all of a sudden the whole fucking country displaces into ours. You know, that's one thing.
It doesn't pay taxes. It doesn't.
It's one thing if a volcano explodes. It's like the day after where, you know, we all leave and this country going to Mexico and that fucking situation, because that's a earth crisis event.
Right.
You know, because you have dirt on your fucking floor in your house in Honduras is not a reason for you to come into my country illegally.
No, and nor our poor neighborhood. So here's another thing.
I'm tired of hearing these stories. All these poor kids. Look. Like we're saying, the laws are the way they are. These people have to go and they fucking, that clown, Chuck Schumer. Oh, that fucking guy. Here's my Chuck Schumer impression. Oh, that fucking Chuck Schumer. Why the fuck is that guy always looking down?
You look like an aardvark.
What the fuck is wrong with that? He's always looking down like he's lost change. Chuck Schumer looks like he's lost his fucking wallet every day.
Does he have glasses? He probably can't see.
Yeah, he has his glasses down. He's looking down. I'm surprised he doesn't have a fucking crink in his neck. he probably has to go to the chiropractor every day, Chuck Schumer, because he's sitting there looking at his dick every moment. He's such a pussy. That's the problem. He keeps looking. My dick's still there. I don't feel like a man anymore.
I've had a change, though, because I was tired of people calling me a racist because I think that people need to come here following the proper protocol.
Yeah.
And that made me a racist.
That makes you racist.
And it's also been synonymous that I support the treatment of the people at the detention centers. I'm like, nope, that's not what I said.
Yeah. There's a principle that you have to say it, stand by. The principle is and then the after effects, the aspects, real life that happens. You know, there's a perfect world. Like, I'd like to have this. I'd like to be able this. I'd like to lose 15, 20. There's things that you have in your mind that you see as perfection. And then once really life transpires and you have the after effects of it, with such a rush when Democrats are going out there saying, we'll give you free fucking health care and free education. No wonder. And then here's another thing. Why is it that people on the left or ignoring the fact that all their fucking leaders and all their proponents say, oh, this is a manufactured crisis. 4 or 5 months ago, this was a manufactured crisis. A big fucking, even Obama, he's scared about 3,000 people. Fuck you, you fucking moron. These people are coming. This is an issue. And that's
problem.
Why. So that's when we say it's a fucking issue. It's a crisis, because the crisis didn't just mean they're coming into our country and we don't want that guy. The crisis is now these people are going to come in. They have to follow a process. They're all going to be stuck in big fucking like what's happening. That's the fucking crisis that we were that most people saw happening. And you guys chose to the Dems, the left. Choose to call it a manufactured crisis. Nobody wants to admit to that, but the fun thing is going to be in 2020 when everybody goes back and they pulls out their fucking calendars and remembers all the shit. You remember you guys called it a fucking a made-up crisis? Meanwhile, then you blamed us for fucking the way the kids, the people were treated by putting it. Did you just want to go fucking send them on their... That's what
Where
the Dems
were,
want.
What
Let them
were
go.
We supposed to do? I don't know, though. I don't know if that is what they want.
Well, let's get
they
to the want... racist. Let's get to the racist
all right,
thing.
Let's
okay,
talk about
so
racist.
Listen...
I'm a racist.
Racist, if you, I will call somebody racist, okay, when they say to me, I hate black people. You're a racist.
That's racist.
If someone says to me, all Jews are fucking, you're
all
racist.
Of them. All of them, yes.
Listen, I won't hire somebody, you're racist, or, you know, those things, because you're doing things based on a generalization of a whole class of people or race or whatever.
Right.
Okay? Now, if you don't like what some fucking idiot congresswoman from Minnesota is saying, anti-Semitic comments always, you know, always, and if you're going to say send her back to me, and listen, as stupid as that comment was for him to say,
stupid.
I still, those people, and again, no surprise, why should anybody be surprised at what the fuck he said? He's been saying shit like that since before he got elected. Oh my God, can you believe what he's, what the fuck, what have you been doing for the last 2 years? I'm not surprised, but here's the thing. I'm a realist, and I always try to hold people in their highest place. Everybody. Like, I always assume if somebody fucks up, it's for a good reason. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I hold people in their highest place. That's the way I feel. And you know what? And I even for everybody, okay? So if Trump says, oh, well, because he's sick and tired of her fucking amateur ass, and he's like, oh, she doesn't, if she, we don't want to hear, if she knows what to fix, she should go fix her own, because the shit she wants fixed, that's where it needs fixed. And right, it's stupid. But, you know, oh, racist. You know, there's people that are coming out saying, and here's the thing. I have every right in the world not to like somebody.
Right.
I have every right in the world to say something about somebody. Okay? I have every right. I may not be the most articulate at times. Sometimes emotion gets in the way and you say things that come off wrong. But that does not mean somebody should label the person because their inability to speak their mind clearly one way or the other.
Right.
This is the issues that I'm having in our society, is that you automatically, because you say a triggered word, now you're that. Like, you say something, oh, you're racist, you don't think the kids
right.
are gonna, you're like, what the fuck you mean? Yeah, yeah, I hang black people on the weekends,
right.
and I have
I'm
a swastika in my bedroom. And
I'm a racist. Yeah. In today's standards, and that's what I'm starting to just go along with, and going, yes.
You're accepting it.
I'm accepting that I'm a racist.
Right. On today's
okay,
standards,
so
yeah.
Now what?
Yeah, there's black people I don't like. So I'm a racist.
It's not because there's black people. I'm a racist because I think now I like Spanish people. I learn Spanish.
Right.
My niece and nephew are half Cuban.
But there's got to be a Spanish person you just don't like.
There are some Spanish people and other white people I don't like. But
right. But that
but
doesn't.
Because,
that's my
point. But I understand that in this world today, because I think that people should have to follow a certain protocol to come here.
Right.
Then now that makes me racist. And I had.
Whatever happened to the point that it's an honor to be a citizen of this country? And everybody keeps going back to we're all immigrants. Yes, we're all immigrants. So when this country was being really built and still being built, in a sense, you know, people came here and they did whatever they fucking could. They took advantage. They followed the systems, you know, and nothing. You know, God bless the Muslim community, because I have like Nadim. I got, you know, listen, you know, I don't buy, you know, buy that shit. But when you look at what's happening to certain communities coming in and not acclimating, not, you know, not assimilating to the fucking way of life, like. I don't. Here's the thing. This is when you talk about transgender. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the story. I'm not homophobic. You know, I've made my own decisions in life. You know, there's
sure.
times where I was really crazy in sex. You know, in a big orgy situation, I go, oh, you know, I've done everything. No, I'm not a gay guy. So, all right. So whatever that person's decision is, that's great. You know. Thank you, Joe. So if I see a dude in a dress
mm-hmm.
looks like he's got fucking fruit as titties and he's walking around and you know, it's a guy.
Right.
And then, you know, okay. So I'm supposed to go along with the charade.
Right.
Aside from going up to the guy and hurting him because of his position. Right. Aside from all the stupid shit that would be considered, you have an issue. You have homophobia. You're transgender. You're, You know, you go up and say, you know, if I walk up to the person and go, hey, what's up, dude? I'm an asshole, right? Admittedly, you'd be an asshole. But if the person says something to you, oh, you know, whatever, this and that, I'm like, excuse me, sir. And you know what I mean? It's just in response. And that person flips out and starts fucking yelling at me. They're wrong.
Right.
I should not have to buy into that fucking charade. There's no reason. There's not one reason that says I should respect, like in a sense, or accept. Not accept. That's a bad word. Or play along with it.
Wait, you're saying, because you lost me. So if you walk up to him and you're like, hey, dude.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Because you're being an asshole.
But if you walk up and you're like.
But if I'm standing there and some transgender guy who thinks he's a woman comes up and says something to me like, oh, you know, can you help me with whatever? I don't know. Like anything. Just saying anything.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I have actually like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. You know, like not on purpose or just, you know, right. Whatever. And the person gets mad at me for my interpretation of their being.
Well, that's
the problem.
Is the problem. Now, that's a whole nother.
That you can't get mad at me for my interpretation of what the fuck is going on here.
Well, that is a whole nother issue that's happening is racism is so racism is perception. So here's the thing. If you say to me, you're a stupid. If I get into a fight with you and you're like you're dumb, and you're a fucking loser, it wouldn't be inflammatory to me because
right.
I know I'm not dumb and I know I'm not a loser.
Right.
If you walked up to me and said you're a fucking cheap Jew, I'd think that you're an asshole, but I know I'm not a cheap Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm getting at is when people say, like, we don't respond, we're not a hit dog when people don't say things that hurt you. So now if you make a comment that all Jews are cheap or with black, if somebody, I think that sometimes black people, the idea is they have it in their head that everybody thinks that white people feel this way about black people.
Well,
when really, we're not thinking about you half as much as you think we're thinking. Well, if I walk into a place and I grab my purse, it has nothing to do. Maybe I needed to,
for
whatever reason, but they, the minute I feel.
They're making the assumption.
They have
that
the perception
racist.
That women, that white people don't like black
and
people.
And this isn't just a black-white thing. This is, the big part of this is two things. First of all, personal understanding and personal strength and who you are. You know, the old age, that sticks and stones, right? You know, when somebody, the old expression was, if somebody calls you an asshole, are you an asshole? You know?
Right.
But if 10 people call you an asshole, time to grab a saddle. It's an old expression, right? So here's the thing. If somebody says something to me, like just like you said, my self-identity, my character doesn't allow me to be thrown. You know, when somebody on Facebook not too long ago goes, you're a fucking idiot. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. I'm like, yeah, okay, thanks. You know, I must be. You know, I don't let it. The problem is
I was a dumb, entitled white American. That is what an illegal who I was fighting with on Joe's
Facebook.
I don't I'm a dumb, entitled white American. And I'm like, none of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm real happy the way I have a lot of friends. And if I was that way, I probably wouldn't have friends. But I do have a lot of friends. And so what you're saying is all my friends are dub white. Yeah. And that's the thing. But people get into that labeling because they're unhappy with their own fucking. Those people, if you group these people together, 100, 10 out of 10 of them fucking hate their. They're sitting. The people that are like that have not made good life decisions.
Right.
And they're blaming everybody else for where they are in life. They don't, you know. I've known many black people all my life. I have a lot of black, and I can tell you, for the majority, 80% were like they didn't buy into that shit. There was that 20% that were like always like everything. Oh my god, I was like, listen, that guy's not looking at you funny. Like I remember that guy's looking at me funny because he was hanging out with us. His wife. I'm like, dude, first of all. Why would you even think? Who gives a fuck?
Right.
You know what I mean? Why would you even draw attention to that? And to me, I don't react until things transpire. You know what I mean? I mean, like
exactly.
You
know, an exchange
once things occur, things like that. You know what I mean? Then I'm gonna react because I'm a self preservationist.
Now wait, did you grow up?
Right here in South Florida,
pretty much. Okay, because yeah, I grew up in Baltimore, and that's why this is actually kind of strange to me because that Baltimore is very diverse.
Right.
And so it's funny that people call me a racist or something because of things that I say. And then I'm like, but wait a minute. I grew up somewhere where I was a little bit more it was just very diverse. It was, and in many cases, I was the minority. Like,
yeah, it's so it's ridiculous.
Black people didn't feel that way growing up around the white people we went to high school with.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I just think that we, you know, some people have small penises and some people have big penises, some guys. And my point is, if you have a small penis, you don't want to walk around all pissed off like that little midget guy, the bagel boy guy who got pissed and got his ass slapped. You know what I mean? You don't, you know, you have to own up. You have to understand who you are, where you're at, and realize that's it. You know,
look how small Nico's penis.
Look at Nico saying, "I'm not black, I'm brown."
He's got a very small penis. It's like a piece of hair.
He's a little dog, so it's all
prejudice,
you know,
and racist. At any rate, difference.
Do me a favor if you listen to this, people. Don't be so quick to judge. You know, it took me many years to know my wife. I was with, you know, when you're dating somebody in a relationship, it takes you a while to get to know them.
Right.
Right. When you really want to get to know somebody, it really takes a while. So if you're on social media and one word or one thing makes you make a determination as such, you are the biggest fucking douchebag. And God bless Joe Duanes for going out there and putting that shit out there. But I will not comment anymore on any of his shit, especially there's a couple local people that are completely shit fuck brain fucks that I don't even want to work. I hate to say it, but they're just assholes. You know, I love it when I love it when somebody who's a line cook at the Cracker Barrel starts telling me how smart they are and how much better of a person they are than me.
Right. I
you
don't
know,
care.
Like, look, good for you, dude. You know, trust me, the fact that you're arguing this much and trying to make a point on social media shows your need.
Let
for
me
fucking
tell you
attention.
How nasty I got on that thing with exactly that. The guy kept talking facts and he just kept throwing insults and calling me.
They don't
these
care.
Names.
They will always just.
And you know what I told him? And what? I never had said something this vile, but I told him, I'm like, you know what? I care about people. I care about the people at the detention centers. I care about the people seeking asylum. I care, but I don't have to.
Right.
I work my ass. I was born here.
I would have said, I don't care about you.
I can stay here.
I hope you die.
I can work my ass off. I live in North Palm Beach. It's clean.
Yeah.
It's nice. There's no crime. I don't have to give a fuck, but I can call ICE tomorrow on an illegal immigrant and make their life a living hell. If you want to know the truth, dude.
Right. Why not?
Isn't that so vile? But I was so, like, with him and his comments and all his insults.
A local comic on one of those posts ran after me, my podcast. In typical form, this fucking person does, and attacked me instead of sticking to the issues. And they kept saying, "Well, this way." And I'm like, "No, that's not." Again, they were talking about finance. I'm a fiduciary. You're a fucking nobody, and you're questioning what economy? Who like? Okay, there's no reason. You know what I mean? If I'm sitting in my office and you walked in my office and I would tell you get the fuck out. You have no relevancy. And so the person was attacking me and they're going after me and it got into it again. I've been through this with the same person a few times. And I'm like, you know what? There's not a piece of equipment on earth today that is capable of measuring how insignificant I care about your feelings toward. Like, in other words, whatever your opinion of me means so little.
Right, I don't care.
You know, like, there's not even a machine that can measure the nano bits of how fucking important your opinion is. You know what I mean? Anyway, don't be racist, folks. Anyway, now it's time finally to hit the news.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thanks, Peter. Joe Gonzalez says, because we are all prejudiced in some small way, whether you want to admit it or not, can't really say that about being racist. Just saying. Yeah,
well, I am. I'm prejudiced. When I was at a rest stop driving back from Ocala in the middle of the night, and I saw a family and they didn't speak very good English.
Right.
And there were like five kids that got out of that van. And I had a feeling the line at Dunkin' Donuts was going to be long.
What's that prejudice?
Because I prejudged. I was right.
What do you mean? That they're going to go to Dunkin' Donuts?
No, that they were just going to take fucking forever because...
Oh, because it's supposed to have a language barrier. But that has nothing to... But that's looking at a potential situation. That's not... See, there's an example. Somebody who's got a fuck... That's a douchebag will go, if you shared that thought, you're right. No.
Right.
I'm a realist. If somebody can't speak English... And they go to it, and they have five people with them. They're all going, "Oh, what kind of fucking donut you want there? You know, what do you want? Sprinkles? You want frosting? You got to go through that with a language barrier."
Just what about the fact that their kids weren't going to act right?
Well, because why? Because they're sitting there screaming as they're yelling out of the car. You have aspects which has, and here's the point: you're taking in, you're making observations, what has little to do with whatever their race or nationality is.
Right.
You're looking at the behavior.
Right.
You're witnessing the behavior, the circumstances, and making a decision, which does not make you racist. It makes you a realist. It makes you somebody who interprets, understands, to try to
intuitive.
Yeah, and you're more intuitive. That way you're more prepared. You know, and even with that information, if you took that information and you walked in and go, hey, you fucking beaners, then you'd be racist.
Nico, hold your little ear.
Yeah, and he's like, ah, fuck you, Dougie. You know,
you
but
are not a little beaner.
Right?
He doesn't have papers, though.
Yeah, I know. He's illegal. Send him out. I'm calling ICE on Nico. All right, let's get to our first story, which has to do... Nico, you may want to cover your ears in this story. Devon girl really upset after Seagull snatches Gizmo.
Wait,
the chihuahua
Devin,
from the garden.
Devon Siebold's girlfriend did what?
It's not Devon Siebold. Two birds. The bird swoops into a garden in Devon, I guess is a city.
Okay.
And carries the dog off, leaving a child distraught and missing... Her dog, and the dog, God, looks just like fucking Nico.
Let me see. Wait a minute. Oh my God, it looks
That's
exactly
Nico.
Like Nico. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You better watch the fucking bird.
Oh my God, it looks exactly like Nico.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It looks like Nico.
He looks exactly like Nico. You gotta, oh my God, we gotta get a website.
6-year-old girl is really upset after a seagull dropped into her garden and made off with her miniature chihuahua.
Oh,
in its beak.
And it was a seagull? It must have been a hawk. They don't know. Where's Devon? Do we know where
the child's
where is
mother,
Devon? What city is that? Mexico?
The child's mother, Becca Hill, said her partner was putting some washing out. Partner, so
some washing.
Lesbian.
Okay, we're out in the Midwest then. I put my washing
out.
Out.
Pankton, Devon. When she suddenly saw the bird swoop down. The bird, it's called Gizmo, a fair way as we couldn't see anymore, she told Devon Live. Blah, blah, blah. I have no idea if he was dropped or where he is now. Although her daughter did not see Gizmo being taken away, thank God. Now she'd have every time she sees birds, she'll be traumatized.
First of all, did you see how cute that? What are they doing? Name? Although you know what, Nico looks like Gizmo a little bit too, mm-hmm. doesn't he? He looks like he does
yeah.
totally look like Gizmo.
Don't get pulled. You may want to you may want to tie a rock to him when he's outside.
I know, but I don't. I still don't think it was a seagull. I think it was a. I think it was a hawk. I think she Devon.
Well, there was that. You remember that doctored video of a big eagle or whatever it was, a big hawk taking that baby away. Oh, that fucking dog! Stop running around. Anyway,
sit, Ubu.
After an appeal was posted, it's in the UK, a contributor called Captain said a lot of gardens have been checked and cleared along the rooftops, garage roofs, and trees.
Oh, I wonder if he ended up in somebody's gutter.
The search was due to resume on Monday morning. Another contributor called and wrote, apparently Gizmo was taken and flown more or less parallel with the main Malden Road over the roofs downward towards whatever. This is a fucking weird story. I'm going to wish we had Snopes here for that. Next story, New Jersey cop overdosed on heroin in a patrol car while on duty.
I bet that happens all the time in Jersey.
He was fired.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Does he know it yet, or is he still coming out of his...
A New Jersey police officer has pleaded guilty possession of heroin and driving while intoxicated while on duty.
I love our civil servants. Such good yeah. our heroes.
Yep. Yeah. Matthew D. Well, at least he wasn't beating up a black guy.
No, I mean, yeah.
See, and I'm not racist. I didn't assume it was a black guy. See?
Right.
I'm not an asshole.
Right. You, like...
Black people don't do heroin, I don't think. I think
yes, they do. I mean,
more white people get fucked up.
I know. That's true. I do see more heroin white trash junkies than... Yeah. Black people I see on crack.
Well, I don't... Is really that still around, crack?
Yeah. Hmm. It's around. Don't you watch Drugs, Inc.?
No. Oh. Matthew D'Ellery, 29, of Franklin Township, pleaded guilty on Friday before Somerset County Superior Court Judge Kevin Shanahan. To an accusation of possession of controlled substance and being a heroin addict.
I wonder how he got hooked on that shit. He probably used to take pills for a back injury that he had as a police officer, and then they mm-hmm. couldn't get the pills anymore, so now he's doing the heroin.
He probably got shot by a black guy.
Is that, did I just prejudge a cop?
I'm only kidding. It's probably a Jew who's
he's probably Jewish
money.
And hooked on heroin. He's probably a Jewish cop. His mother's dead because he decided to become a cop instead of a doctor.
Says here that Ellery earned $45,000 as a police officer and enrolled in the police fireman's retirement system back in 2016. He was hired by the police department back in 2016. When he first started, he's a white guy.
I wonder if he can still collect his retirement even though he's... Yeah, I mean, it doesn't... if you get fired...
We were speaking of transgenders. There's been a lot of talk about how these male transgender into female. Uh-huh. So I guess a trans. Would you call that a transgender female?
Yeah, that would be.
Right, is that what it is? They want to.
They're a male.
When you say transgender, you want to be what they want to be, right? So a transgender male would be a woman who's trying to be a man.
I think
identifies. Sorry.
Right. It sounds
trying. What do you mean trying? They are. Oh, fuck you.
You're a racist.
Homophobe. Little dick. Wait a minute. What's up with the dick thing? Transgender weightlifter wins 2 gold medals in the women's competition. This has got to be banned. I'm sorry. This cannot go on when guys who.
Wait a minute. So it's a transgender male.
It's a dude who's transgendering to a female.
And
identifies with being female. A transgender conquest of women's sports continued over the weekend in New Zealand. Weightlifter took home multiple gold medals at the 2019 Pacific Games in Samoa.
So he was competing against women.
And as a guy who identifies as a woman. Oh. Scott Afon, when he was doing the squat, his balls fell out. I'm like, wait a minute, this is really odd. Laurel Hubbard won 2 gold medals in the silver and 3 heavyweight categories for women weighing more than 87 kilograms, which is about 192 pounds. I used to weigh that before I started fighting. Finishing first in the snatch and lift. Well, it's odd when a female snatch is doing the snatch and lift.
That's not fair. I think in competitive sports, that would be a little tricky. I mean, I'm all about transgender rights and the bathroom and whatever.
They need to compete. And they think you can't. It's elite. You should not. You should be disqualified. You should compete. Now listen. If he's gone through the complete transformation, no more balls.
Right.
No more
That's
penis.
That's a transgender. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's done that. Now he's win. It's just not fair, man. Because they control their they have the basis of the strength, and they can control their hormone intake. You know, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, but they would be taking more estrogen, which would actually make them less muscle.
Yeah,
but
they're probably not. They're going, yeah, I'm taking the, you know.
Yeah, but in order for them to change, they'd have to.
Well, this chick or dude, whatever.
You're racist.
It looks like, ugh.
I want to make a machine that just says, you're racist. I can press it whenever I want, and it goes, you're racist.
The 41-year-old weightlifter was born as Gavin Hubbard. And reportedly transitioned while in the mid-30s. See? I mean, really? According to... that's what I'm going to do.
Is that too old or too...
Listen, I'm transitioning to a woman. I'm going to be a woman Thai boxer. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get back in shape and fight in the woman's category. And I'm going to fucking fight UFC. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to fight the women. I'm going to do it. I can go train again and just...
Yeah.
Yeah. I already have the tits. I just got to shave. You know what I'm saying? Even my dog likes that idea.
He did. He just cheered you on
said,
that. He's so cute.
Him.
Nobody can see that, but he's down by your little feet. Like, this is my
then,
little...
Yeah, you see people seeing him there.
What would I want to transition into?
You'd have to be a guy, you know?
Maybe.
You could always transition to a male who likes women.
I could be a male who likes women.
Or girls.
Or girls.
What happens if you're transgender and you're bi? Is that, like, can you imagine? Like,
oh,
you
know. Right. That happens. Like, what if you become, like, okay, I'm a girl and I become a man.
Right.
But I want to date.
Girls.
Girls. Are you a straight man?
See, that's the thing. You know, by then you're going, really? And by the way, we had a story here not too long ago on our show that it is no longer considered a, like, transgender or whatever it is, not longer considered a medical thing or I don't remember. I have to look up the stories. Go to Podbean and go back to archive sites and look it up. According to Cauldron Pool, a Christian website that reported the outcome, the woman in second place was Samoa's Fergea Stowers, who won the gold medal at the Commonwealth Games last year. After Hubbard withdrew for an elbow injury, or
what
elbow
a brute.
Had realized his dick was broken. That's enough of that shit. This is when it starts going to the point where it starts getting out of hand. People just start saying, look, I don't know what the transgender population is in the world.
I don't know either.
It's got to be a fraction of a fraction. And God bless them because people.
I don't know if it's a fraction of a fraction, though.
I don't get homosexuality is 5% of the population generally.
No, is that it? 5%?
Well, it's growing.
I was at Pride Fest and it did.
It
was 100% of the population.
There. Yeah. It's 99% of the population.
100% of the people at Pride Fest.
But generally in a general populace, it's supposedly that 5 to 7% of people are gay in humanity.
That's crazy. Yeah. I would say it's higher.
Well, I think it's growing because people just...
Because they're comfortable coming out of the closet.
Yeah. Yeah, more repeating.
And the more guys act like assholes, the more women just want to be with one
another. Give up on them.
Mm-hmm.
California City set to ban gender words like manhole and manpower.
This is
a sign. It's a city council in Berkeley, of course. Berkeley fucking voted the week to ban gender-specific words in the Liberals' city municipal code, clearing the way for changes to become official. As a result, the vote on the proposed ordinance, the word manhole,
which is a
gay club in Wilton Manors, would be changed to maintenance hole.
Oh, the manhole.
And now it's the maintenance hole.
Maintenance.
Could you imagine you're
out
there?
That's a lot to put on this. And now they have to change all of the signs.
Imagine the kids are out there playing kickball or something, or a little street or a little stickball. Like, right. Okay, the manhole is home base.
That's a maintenance hole.
That's a maintenance hole. You're a fucking racist.
What other words have man in it?
Manpower.
Right. What could be people power?
Yeah. The human effort would be substituted. Human effort would be substituted for the word manpower. Human effort.
It wouldn't be a mannequin. It would be a nicken.
Yeah, it would be a
icken. Which is getting close to saying another racial word.
Yeah, it could be an icken. Human effort instead of man would be substituted for the manpower. And sorority or fraternity would be changed to collegiate Greek system residence.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, I'm not fucked up.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad this...
What sorority are you in? It's not a sorority. It's a collegiate Greek system residence.
Right.
How dare you?
We take everybody.
They got to come up with a better name for that. Sorority should be bitches, and fraternity should be fuck places.
Woman. Yeah. Wuh, instead of woman.
Sorority and fraternity are basically separated by gender, right?
We're separated by gender.
So what the fuck? The existence of these things are based on separation of gender.
Right.
And you can't even say it
so
then.
So it's not so much. What would be fair is not to have you have a fraternity, a sorority, and then you have your transorority.
Here's my point about
non-gender specific rorority.
Just like you mentioned earlier. Like, you know, people say something to you, whatever. If you get mad, that means you find truth in the person's statement, right? That's
yes.
What I'm saying. So my point is, why does 98% of the population, after fucking go by all this horse shit to appease 1 or 2% of the population, they're right. Listen, and no offense. If you're transgender, there's a lot of challenges. You're going through a lot of shit, right? They're dealing with a lot. Many of them commit suicide because they're
sure.
Like, it's a crazy. It is. And listen, I had this explained to me one time. This was by a scientist that basically said it's a fucking breakdown in the gene pool.
Uh-huh.
That even said that's homosexual. You're born that way, but it's actually. You can even use it. It's like it's eventually things that it's an affected system. It's like things that from normal, you know, from the way it was. It's a breakdown in the gene system. It's a just like it's almost like a mental illness. It's
right.
It was always considered a mental illness. So you know, so I now
I don't think it's a mental illness.
Well,
but.
They think it has to do with something that it within the mind's self recognition. It's something. It's not that. You're born.
It's just,
here's the
it's
thing.
Like
you're born.
Our sexuality is our sexuality.
The bottom line
it's
is, well, sexuality is gay, homosexual, whatever. But my point is, when it comes to this transgender thing, if you identify as a man and you're a woman, you know, then that is something. You're a man. You're born. You know, that's just the way you are. So there's something wrong in the mind because the body has it one way, and the mind is just thinking another.
Right.
So there's
well,
a, there's
that's
a
science. Transgender
if you, listen,
is
if,
science. If you're a man, see, now that's where you do mess with God. And I support transgender. I support anybody who wants to do this. But that's now science. In other words, if I'm born with small tits and I'm a big boob woman in a small tit.
Right.
I'm a big boob woman in here, but I got small tits. I'm going to surgically... get tits.
Yeah, you women are spoiled. The guys with little dicks can't go and go, get a real operation.
Yes, but maybe. So really, a man being born inside of a woman's body, per se, is that. That is what you are. You are a man. So, but the science of it isn't natural. That's unnatural.
No, so my point is,
you were fine.
Again,
you were perfect, just
again,
the way you were with your penis.
Because people question their fucking gender and all this is going on. This is, and again, I don't care what you say. This is the beginning of the fucking end. When I don't know who I am anymore. You want to talk about a moral compass is no longer like it's just nuts. And it's amazing to me when I read a story about a five-year-old where the parents are like, really, a fucking five-year-old?
That's a controversial thing.
That is very controversial. I tell you right there, that is the parents willing that. That has nothing to do with the fucking kid at that point.
Well, but I understand. So this is something that would take years and years of studying to understand whether, and unfortunately, you're going to need some guinea pigs, because on the one hand, if you know already that your child at 5 years old is identifying as the opposite sex, you give them the opportunity to have a normal life because you can raise them as a little boy.
Right.
If I'm a girl and I want to be a boy, at a very young age, you can cut me a little teeter and and you can raise me as a boy, and that's who I am and that's what I am. So on the one hand, that's a beautiful thing because you don't have to go through that funky stage. The other side of it is I'm 5 years old. I'm too young to know whether or what I am. So now you've done this, and now you get into somebody who's 35, and then talk about a regret.
But as a parent, you got to go cut the kid's hair. Just fucking keep, okay, you're not going to wear a pink fucking dress with flowers on it if you don't feel like a girl.
Yeah.
Let's dress you as most comfortable as possible until you figure it out.
I'm
not
going to
go and say, yo, here you go. Let's fucking, no, your five-year-old doesn't know shit.
I have seen
18-year-olds don't know shit.
I have seen specials and stuff though about like kids who are like 9 and 10 and they're pretty sure.
Yeah,
and
that's the water fucked up.
And then they get scared about hitting because they're getting ready to hit puberty,
right.
And they need to do something before they hit puberty. It's very interesting.
Well, here's an interesting story: life imitating art. I guess I don't know if it falls into that category. Five guys arrested for fighting at a Five Guys Burgers in Florida.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Isn't that great?
Really? That is where in Florida? Do we know?
Yeah.
Ocala. Deltona.
An appropriate number of guys were arrested when a fight broke out at the Five Guys restaurant in Florida. Police apprehend three juvenile males and two adult males, a total of five guys, following a lunchtime brawl at the burger chain's location in Stuart, Florida.
Oh, man. Oh, this just happened.
Yeah.
Well,
witnesses said the incident started after one man threw a cup in another's face that escalated to a door being slammed into someone's face, and soon an all-out fight began.
I wonder if they were drunk.
Probably. Stewart police were quick to joke about the irony in the incident, taking it to Facebook with the name of the news of the brawl. Can you guess how many guys were arrested at this location on Wednesday? Comedy's hard, copper. All five men were charged with a fray, which is described under Florida state law as a first-degree misdemeanor involving a fight between two or more individuals. The crime technically punishable by 1 year in prison and a penis in the ass. Two adult males were booked and sent to Martin County. Three juvenile men were booked, fingerprinted, and later released to their parents. Well, who knows what happened to them then? Probably nothing. skip that story. We're out of time.
Juicy. When I was five, I wanted to be Superman. That's funny. With that. He jumped off.
Oh,
he jumped off the car.
When I was five, I wanted to be Superman. I actually put on a cape and jumped off the roof of my parents' car. Who hasn't? Who didn't? What guy? What kid didn't tie a sheet or a fucking towel to your neck?
Right.
And run around the house like you're a fucking superhero.
You need to be transitioned into a superhero.
Yeah, fuck it. Listen. I am not a man. I am not an earthling, everybody. I am transitioning into Superman.
I wish I was transitioned into a fucking multimillionaire.
Yeah, I want to transition into a rich fucking tycoon.
Yeah, I want to transition into Paris Hilton. Nah, she's got herpes and shit.
Yeah. She's not a big... Anyway, I'm going to cut off the last two stories. We've gone a little long.
Okay.
But that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Jen for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Nico.
And Nico, stay away from them fucking seagulls. By the way, really a fun week this week for me in comedy. On Wednesday, Wise Guys Show at Tabellino's in Coral Springs, starring Jim Florentine. We'll be there. We're almost sold out pretty much, I think. On Thursday, if you're a Bremen Motors member, quote member, we're doing it at the iHeart Theater. Me, Jim Florentine, Lori Palmateri. Palmateri, who's his opening act, and when he's here, and he's going to be in Stewart with Casey and Spaz at the Sunrise Theater in Fort Pierce on Saturday, if you're in Fort Pierce. But then, here's the fun part. Friday and Saturday, I go back on a plane, and I fly back almost to the West Coast. I'm going to be at LAST in Tucson, Arizona, opening for Joey Medina Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, I fly back to Florida to Tampa to compete in Florida's Funniest Semifinals in the West Coast. Thank you, Renee Hart, for allowing me to move be moved to the West Coast since I wasn't here last week for the East Coast finals, semifinals. So I will be in Tampa Improv on Sunday. Come by and
this next Sunday?
This coming Sunday, the 28th. Aww. I'm flying in. Thank God, Southwest. I changed the flight for $10.
Yeah, they go right to Tampa.
I flew right there, and there you go. My wife's going to drive up there, so I have a ride home on Monday. So if you're in Tampa, come out and see me compete for the semifinals. Other than that, go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. And I had to cancel my dates in Indy, guys. Sorry about that. But other than that, follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And follow the show at Wake Up Dougie on Instagram and on Twitter. How about you?
Lovely. Just locally. I'll be here on the 24th. I'll be in Jackie Sanchez with you.
Oh, the 24th?
On August 24th.
Oh, yeah, August 24th. I
just moved my mom into my house temporarily. Nice. So the next couple weeks I'm off, but I'm back at it again on the 24th.
Nice. Well, there you go, guys. Thanks again for watching. Don't forget to go to our main site, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, podbean.com. We're looking for patron donators. Go in there. You can donate $1 a month. Tutor you everybody on Facebook Live. If you're watching this video, go to our Podbean site, and you can be a patron. Click on the patron. You can donate $1, as little as $1 a month. If everybody who watched this show
donated, we'd
be getting a few $100, almost $1,000 a month.
Really? My gosh.
And then we'd
just
be able to pay
$1,
just $1. Everybody who's listening, donate $1 a month, okay?
For every $1,000, I'll...
Yeah, for anybody...
What
matter
will
of fact,
I
if
do?
Anybody... yeah, you know, if anybody donates more than...
Thank you, Brenda.
Should there be somebody, if anybody donates more, like maybe $5 or $10 a month, we should, you know, we'll do something special for them.
Yeah, we'll
have them come in the studio.
We'll come up with a little...
we'll give a gift or something. We'll give you Nico. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And we will have a show with Jim Florentine this week. I'm not sure if it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to shoot for Wednesday. So stay tuned for that. Go to our fan page on Facebook to keep up with everything or follow us on Twitter. God bless everybody. Take care. We'll see you here next time right here at the same spot.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.